reproductive anymore and you go into menopause and that's it, end of life. Pretty much. It's your anxiety. It's your panic attacks. It's whatever. It's a new hit.
And then to have your health not be at optimum on top of that, you know, it's stressful. It adds another layer of stress on top of the already stress.
It's a game changer and it can help you, you know, to stay sharp, focused, energized, and also can help you to run a business without feeling like, you know, you're running on empty all the time.
Life is over when you reach 35, definitely over at 40. Well, I'm just kidding. Life actually begins at 40. But if you're suddenly having mood swings, your energy might be a bit low, it's really hard to focus, hard to get to sleep, stay asleep. All of these changes could definitely be affecting your ability to be a true salon CEO. And it's more than frustrating because we're trying to do all of the things, right? We're trying to be a mum or a dad, a partner, be there for our friends, our family, maybe sneak in a little bit of space for ourselves. And of course, we have to be there for our team and our clients and grow our salon. So all of this is particularly hard when we don't feel 100%, right? Let alone when we're struggling with low energy. And even though sometimes all of our medical tests can come back saying that we're normal, have you ever had that inkling that deep down something has changed, something is different? Which is why I really wanted to chat with Anastasia on the Salon Owners Collective podcast today, because I know a lot of you are reaching this age where suddenly things are starting to change. There's some changes happening. And surprisingly, that feeling can start way younger than I ever knew. And if you left thinking, will I ever have the energy to be a true salon CEO and really be there for my team as they need me? Well, today's episode is all about how hormones impact salon success. But real quick, before we start, I wanted to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Shortcuts, your leading salon software provider. Shortcuts have three magic numbers to boost your revenue, which I'll be sharing later in this episode, so keep your eyes out for it. Meanwhile, let's get straight into it. This is how hormones impact your salon success. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into our conversation today, let's start with who are you, Anastasia? Where are you in the world? What do you do? And how did you get to be doing that?
So my name is Anastasia Bennett, and I live in beautiful Wellington in New Zealand. And I'm a mom of two amazing kids. And besides juggling, you know, the usual parenting stuff, I run Life Hack Coaching, where I focus on helping women mainly over 35 to boost their metabolism, balance their hormones naturally, and also lose weight sustainably. So my journey started about 13 years ago, the journey into, you know, fitness and nutrition. I hold diploma in health science, diploma in life coaching, many different certifications in coaching women during different stages of lives, and also certifications in nutrition and personal training. But beyond those different certifications, sounds like I love collecting certifications and diplomas. I have my own experience as well. I gained 30 kilos after having my first child, and it took me about 18 months to lose that. And I was working my butt off on top of running two CrossFit gyms and also meal prep company and having a newborn. So I totally get how challenging it can be, especially if you are dealing, you know, with joy of running your own businesses. I mainly work with women, and like I mentioned, some men too, and my clients everywhere around the world, and I help them to, you know, coach them through to achieving their health and weight loss goals. And mainly my clients want to lose at least 10 kilos when they come to me, or they come and they have different symptoms like lack of energy, bad sleep, mood swings, things like that. And they normally don't know what the hell is going on with them. And that's where we work on a plan and to, you know, how to change their lifestyle that is sustainable for them and it fits their busy lifestyle. And it's not just about weight loss. It's about living healthier lifestyle for them specifically. And what I've noticed that most of the issues that I'm seeing that people come with come from super busy and super stressful lifestyle.
I see. So what's really intriguing to me, Anastasia, is I was surprised at how young you mentioned that hormones start to change or start to affect our lives. Like 30 to 35, that's quite young. In my mind, I thought for women that that would happen quite, a lot older, but you also mentioned it can happen much younger. Talk to me about why do hormones make such a big impact on the lives of women and men? What is the relationship there?
Well, normally we think when we talk about hormones, especially for women, we talk about when we go into menopause. That's it. That's kind of the only talk used to be anyway. Like, oh, change of hormones, it means that's it. You're not reproductive anymore and you go into menopause and that's it, end of life, pretty much. Realistically, hormones fluctuate all the time, especially for females. They crazy different. There might be one reading in the morning, then it will show completely different at night. So hormones change all the time. But when we want to pay attention to hormones, it's not because of the hormonal fluctuations that happen on a daily basis. It's about imbalances in hormones. And normally it does starting to happen, especially for women, more like mid to late 30s. That's when things start to change. Hormones, they kind of, they keep everything running smoothly, like your metabolism, mood, energy. But at that point, they're starting to fluctuate a bit more. And if you're not paying attention to what actually going on in your body, it can impact the focus, productivity, and also sleep. And let's not forget about the weight gain. That definitely is starting to happen. And a lot of women come to me, especially women, and they go, I don't know what's going on. I haven't changed anything in my life. And suddenly I'm just gaining weight. And they go, okay, how old are you? That's the first question. And then tell me, what do you do to figure out if there is anything to do with the stress in the lives? Because that's can have quite big impact. So understanding those changes, think of it like a cheat sheet for your body, right? If you know why you're suddenly craving carbs or you're feeling sluggish in the afternoon, then you know what to do, right? You know how to address it and you have better understanding. And once you kind of understand it, you can start making those small changes that can make a big difference. So because we start talking about kind of menopause, let's use perimenopause as example. So in this phase of life, it's time before the menopause. And nowadays it can start anywhere. I think it's like 36. It's quite young, but it's not so noticeable. If you go to get blood test results, chances are they're not going to show much, because your estrogen and progesterone fluctuate quite a bit at that point. And normally you only will see that something is truly different when you're getting closer to menopause. And that's why when you go to a doctor and you say, something's not right, I'm feeling anxious, or I've got massive mood swings, or I'm not sleeping well, I'm starting to have night sweats or whatever, doctors just, I'm not trying to say doctor, don't listen to doctor, but they don't know what to do because all the blood tests normal, right? They do your blood test, say, everything seems normal. You're okay. It's a new head. And personally, I went through this myself as well. When my perimenopause first started, I was 37 and I was told exactly the same. It's your anxiety. It's your panic attacks. It's whatever. It's a new head pretty much. There are different tests, and we can talk about it if you want, that you can get done. That's not just blood test. It's like called Dutch test. So it spells like Dutch, but it stands for, can't remember, but it's a urine test that you take in different times of the day, because your hormones fluctuate so much during the day that it can pick up those differences, and then it can give you the better reading on estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, melatonin, dopamine, all sorts of things. So personally, when somebody come into me and they say, oh, GP said everything is fine, bloods are fine, I'm like, look, get this done. It's not cheap, but get this done and you will have better understanding for yourself what might be causing you feeling the way you feel. Because you know, if you listen to your body, you actually know when something is not right there. And when your GP tells you there's nothing wrong with you, it can make you a bit like crazy, right? So once you know what's happening and you know why you might be experiencing, you know, mood swings, energy issues or bad sleeps or whatever, then you can start focusing on, okay, well, what can we do to help with this? Like it might be a diet or exercise, or just when you have better understanding, if you had a busy day and you know how that busy day is going to impact you at the end of the day, then try to decompress, right? Try to kind of nourish your body, look after yourself. So yeah, I think for, especially for busy business owners, understanding hormones is this just like a good to have thing. It's a game changer, and it can help you, you know, to stay sharp, focused, energized, and also can help you to run the business without feeling like, you know, you're running on empty all the time.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast, because I think as business owners, as busy business owners, you know, the industry has changed a lot. This is a stressful time for a lot of people. And then to have your health not be at optimum on top of that, no, you know, it's stressful. It adds another layer of stress on top of the already stress, which is probably compounding on the health yet again. So I'm keen to know that the relationship between stress and hormones, why are they so strongly linked, and why do we need to pay attention to stress in particular?
Yeah. So hormones can affect how we manage the stress. So let's talk about cortisol first. So cortisol is hormone that kicks in when you're stressed. And when you've got, you know, when you've got deadline or you're busy, got too many things on your plate, and it's good to have it in small doses, but cortisol, you know, if it's constantly high, it can cause lots of health issues like anxiety, weight gain, and also sleep issues. So when the cortisol constantly high, it changes how it metabolizes glucose. So what happens is high cortisol causes your body to release more glucose into your bloodstream. And over time, it can make your cells less responsive to insulin. And so that's pretty much your insulin resistance. And that can cause weight gain, especially around abdominal area, and it can increase risk of type 2 diabetes. And also, if somebody is trying to lose weight, it can make much harder for someone to lose weight. No, it's not just that they're going to gain weight, it's going to make harder to lose weight. And that's, I see quite a lot with my clients, especially if they have stressful, busy lifestyles. We, instead of giving them more to do, I take away things. So I go, let's reduce the amount of, you know, cardio that you do, or let's reduce the amount of HIIT workouts that you do, or, you know, high impact, high intensity workouts, because it can increase cortisol more. So if we want to, if the goal is to lose weight here, then we don't just let's increase more cardio and eat less. Let's take away some of the things. Let's just address some stress and cortisol levels first, because that will then lead into weight loss later. But if we're trying to focus on weight loss and our cortisol is through the roof, we're just going to hit our head against the wall and it's not going to work. We're not going to lose weight here. So it's kind of looking at those things. The other thing as well, cortisol can impact progesterone and estrogen levels too. And that's kind of not spoken a lot about. So cortisol uses the same thing what is progesterone use to, you know, to produce. Okay, so if we're using, I'm trying to use simple language here, if we're using those things that produce progesterone to produce cortisol, then we don't have enough to produce progesterone. And so that can lead to lower progesterone, and that can cause irregular periods, fertility, and also mood swings and anxiety. Okay. If anyone wants to know, the name of that thing is pregnenolone. So, but I'm trying to use simple language here. Then we've got estrogen. So cortisol also affect the estrogen levels. And so what happens here is it can increase enzymes called aromatase, and that those enzymes, they convert androgens into estrogen, and that can cause estrogen dominance. When we have estrogen dominance, then that can impact weight gain, especially in hips and thighs. And also it can increase the risk of conditions such as endometriosis or fibroids. So when I have my discovery calls with my clients, I always ask them, where do you carry most of your weight? Because I can give me kind of, even without doing tests first, it can kind of help me to see which direction we're going to go here. And then I ask them, like if they say, oh, it's my legs and my thighs, I'm like, okay, do you have endos? Do you have fibroids? And then I go, okay, now in my head, I know, okay, it's estrogen dominance. Then I try to see why, where that is coming from. So it's such an interesting chain reaction. So sometimes you have estrogen dominance because, or sometimes you have low progesterone because you have estrogen dominance, right? Then you go, okay, well, if you have estrogen dominance, why is that happening? Could that be happening because of high cortisol levels? So then we need to address stress in life. There are look, and I'm not expert in hormones, right? There are doctors who are experts on that, and there is other many different conditions why hormones could be all over the place as well. I just focus on holistic reasons. And when I analyze what potentially might be happening with the client, I create a picture in my head, but I always recommend, like, look, if I think there's something else that might be, I always recommend for them, go see GP, go get tests done. Let's get all this. There's nothing wrong with you. And then we can deal on a holistic way, like focusing on food and exercise and sleep and stress reduction and things like that. Because it's always good to rule out like anything else that might be serious that I'm not supposed to deal with, right? So then on the other side, we've got hormones like serotonin and dopamine, and those hormones are, you know, the happy, feeling good hormones, and they help us to relax and feel happy. So if you boost them by doing things that you enjoy, like exercising, laughing, catching up with friends, maybe getting massage or impulsive shopping, I don't know, then, you know, then we're kind of starting to balance things a little bit, right? So if you want to manage stress better, you need to find the way to balance these hormones, and exercise help, enough sleep help, even small things like, you know, breaks or meditation can make a big difference as well. So the really key is to understand what's going on in the body and find ways to work with it rather than against it.
Hey, Larissa here. I just wanted to jump in. I hope you're enjoying this hormone episode so far. I'm super glad that you're here, and thank you for joining me each week on the podcast. Super quick, I have a question for you. Have you ever found yourself wishing for a secret weapon that will boost your salon's revenue? It's kind of like trying to find your way through the maze. Am I right? Guess what? I know a shortcut just waiting for you. Shortcuts Salon Software have shared with me a guide that contains the three magic numbers that could totally flip the script for your salon. Knowing these, just these three, could help you find the missing piece to get your salon on the fast track to success. You can get instant access to the white paper that reveals these crucial insights by clicking on the Tell Me How button in the show notes of this episode. All right, thanks, Shortcuts. Appreciate you. That's enough from me. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. I think the big takeaway is that if you're feeling something is not right, to pay attention. It's not in your head. There could be many reasons. Your doctor doesn't necessarily dig into that deeply because they're looking at how can I stop symptoms rather than actually what's causing the symptoms would be often the challenge at the doctors. But to pay attention to how you're feeling and the impact of stress. And I think for a lot of people listening on this podcast, we're living in a high stress environment often. And what I hear today is like that can impact us over time.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing as well, yes, you can, in some ways, you can help yourself to balance your hormones through holistic approaches like exercises and nutrition and managing your stress and the sleep. But in some cases for women, especially when they're starting to get closer to, you know, menopause, there might be an option for them to look into hormonal replacement therapy. And sometimes it might be the only way for them to reduce their symptoms. For some women it works, for some don't work that well. So always explore and try to get the answers. And even if you do take hormonal replacement therapy, you should still focus on holistic approach, because what if tomorrow there's a shortage of hormonal therapy in New Zealand? What are you going to do? Like, you should still try to do as much as possible what's in your power to make changes in your lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. Because you have a whole life to live still. Mm-hmm. This is not a short-term solution, is it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What would be, if someone recognized that they were high stress, in a stressful environment and were being impacted and really feeling the effects, what would be one first easy thing to do that they can leave this podcast and say, Anastasia told me to do this one thing, I'm going to give it a go? What would it be of all of the things?
All of the things, only one would be get enough sleep, because sleep helps to lower cortisol levels. And it also helps to keep other hormones in check. So every hormones, they can connected. If one is out, the other one will be out. So if we can just focus on taking care of cortisol levels and reducing stress levels as much as possible, then quality sleep will be number one priority. Of course, there's plenty of others that I recommend. So regular sleep schedule, even on the weekends, it still need to be pretty much the same, consistent. I know lots of people like to go, oh, it's my weekend, so I'm going to sleep until 10 a.m. Well, if they can afford with no kids. No, it's better to keep consistent, same routine throughout the week. And also create some calming routine at night, bedtime routine. Try to get rid of screens as early as possible, because that can help to boost melatonin production as well. So yeah, sleep is number one. It's a simple habit with big impact.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I remember a time in my life where I wasn't sleeping very well and not getting to sleep very well. And that mental shift that I was going to prioritize sleep and forgive the other activities and actually go to bed early made such a big change. But it was a mental choice. I had to choose to make that change and commit to that. And it always pays off, for sure.
It's hard, especially as a business owner. You think, I've got so much to do. I just need to do this last thing. And then there's another last thing and just one more. And then the last email. And then it's like 12 o'clock in the morning and you're still not in bed.
Yeah. I think what was a big change was when I create enough white space in my day for my brain to process all the information. Otherwise I wake up at 3 a.m. and my brain is processing the day. So it's like, I've got to process the just, it's not even, I'm not even aware that I'm processing. It's just create some white space. Mm-hmm. So cooking for me was really important, to cook and just think about all of the things. And that kind of calmed my brain, put everything to sleep. And then, so finding something to calm the brain.
Yeah.
Not lying in bed.
Yeah, I sometimes suggest to my clients to write everything down, especially at night. Write down what do you need to do tomorrow, like your to-do list for tomorrow. Write everything down. You're probably not going to achieve any of it or some of it. So most important one, top three up the top, and then the rest are things that you want to achieve, especially as a woman. You always have like 100 things that you want to achieve in a day. Write everything down. So that will help you to get it out of your head on the paper. And then when you wake up in the morning, you can deal with it. The reason we wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it, because we, like you said, we haven't processed it, what we're going to be doing tomorrow. You haven't created that plan for tomorrow. And that's why your brain goes, oh, I need the plan. I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. and plan it.
Not good. Not a good time to be planning. Anastasia, you're a business owner. What is a quote or a mantra or something that keeps you sane and focused as a business person?
So I always say, take care of your body and it will take care of you. And that's just a reminder to prioritize your health, because a business owner myself, sometimes I go, I'm just going to do this work instead of going for walk, or I'm just going to do this work instead of doing a workout, or I'm just going to do this work instead of eating my meal that I'm supposed to be eating. And it's important to prioritize your sleep, your diet, your stress management, because then you will have that energy and focus to do everything else. So yeah, if you want to help yourself to run a smooth business and not be reactive to everything, then yeah, prioritizing taking care of your body is very important, in my opinion.
Yeah, very good. What would be a book, a resource, or another podcast that you think all business owners, specifically salon owners, need to get their hands on? What can you suggest?
There's so many, but I was trying to think which one would I prioritize. And I think Start With Your Why by Simon
Sinek.
Sinek. It would be number one, because it explores like why having a purpose is important for inspiring others and achieving success. And if I wanted to read a book for practical business advice, then The E-Myth Revisited, is it Revisited? Yeah, by Michael Gerber, whatever. Yeah, because that one teaches you how to build systems and processes and how to run business more efficiently. But there's so many books, it's hard to choose.
That's right. Two very good ones. All right. Where can people find you? They're going to want to stalk you, find out more about you. What's your dub dub and your socials?
All right, so my website is www.lifehackcoaching.co.nz. That's my website, and there's plenty of free resources that people can download and also can book free consultation with me. My Facebook, probably better just to add me, which is Anastasia Bennett. I do post a lot of useful information there as well. And I do have closed group, and it's called Hormones and Healthy Weight Management for Women. So there's lots of recipes, free guides, useful tips and tricks and things. And my Instagram is at perimenopause_health_coach.
Amazing. Really appreciate your thoughts and insights today, Anastasia. It's great.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it's brought you some clarity and some comfort that being a salon owner can sometimes start to change as you approach that age of 40. But you just need to learn how to manage those hormones. So again, thank you, Anastasia. I appreciate you coming on the podcast and joining me. I know it can always feel a little bit unnerving when you're experiencing changes with your health and you're not sure exactly what's happening, but you know something is different because you don't feel the same. As Anastasia said, take time to decompress, look after your body first. Maybe each night you spend some time calming the brain, unwinding, writing down all of your thoughts so you're not up all night. So remember, look after yourself first, because nobody can run a salon smoothly if you're on empty. So I look forward to being back with you again in another episode next week, same time, same place. Ciao for now.
Thanks for joining me on another episode of the podcast. Tune in every week as I reveal the latest insights and advice on what it takes to truly master your inner salon CEO and master your salon success. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or Spotify, or visit us online at www.salonownerscollective.com. But make sure to join me in my Facebook group for answers to common questions and much, much more. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to tuning in with you again next week.